You're listening to DraftKings Network.
We're back at OSNYC,
Let's
baby.
Let's go. Look at this. Let's go to the wide cam. Hi. OSNYC, we are in the building, the New York's greatest gaming space. Is there even any competition?
Bro,
I don't think so.
Second place is a dude's dorm room. And he just got a busted Nintendo Switch, fam. This is it.
So you want to come out here, you want to play some games, have some drinks, you know, put your logo up on this giant screen.
Yeah,
this
man, you got to ask.
You got to ask politely. Yeah, but yeah. They'll
you
do it.
Film unboxing videos, whatever you want to do here. You just got to ask, like, really nicely.
But shout out to OSNYC for hosting us.
Paolo Nelson said COVID free.
That's
gaming
right.
Space. Yeah. Shouts to, you know, hey, they cleaned it all up. And it turns out they also got rid of the smell that Christian leaves behind.
Yeah. It's you know? And it's definitely me.
Bro, okay. Kale farts, different level, bro.
But yes, we.
Smart sweets. Now that's sweet on the way out.
Look, I like, well, this is going to be the GI show with Alexis Guerrero's.
GI show would have been a great follow up. Let's do a podcast about pooping called the GI Show.
Oh, yeah, I think
real American hero
poopers. I don't know, real American poop. Anyway, we're excited.
Silhouettes rocks as well. Unzips. Okay, put it back. Buenas tardes from Mexico, hey, gentlemen. Wow, is Crimson Pizza in Mexico?
Yeah, Crimson Pizza. Are you in Mexico? Where? What part of Mexico are you currently in? If you are there, I'm looking at the avatar. And it's the Mexican national team crest, the old one.
The new one is ugly, bro. You hired we do shit on Canva all the time, so I know when someone's using Canva.
This is saying card protected. I can't record
you in this damn card.
I don't know what's going on,
bro. He broke it. Lo rompió.
It's saying card, but what protected from what? Probably from the ridiculous things Alexis says.
I do find a lot more success if I, take it out and put it back in, you know?
There it is.
It sets the mood right.
In Michoacan.
Okay. Well, duck, buddy, if you see red dots, my G. Michoacan is no joke.
I don't know enough to make that joke.
You know what I'm talking about.
But if that's what it is.
First time since before the pandemic.
Oh, okay. Wow. Are you visiting family? Let us know.
Eagle Eye Football says big game tonight. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be a big one. I think a message needs to be sent, but we will talk about it.
Man just sent this, a Christian spending Everton's budget. Did you see this news about how much apparently Everton have the fourth highest, like, executive staff, like, wages, like, they pay themselves the fourth highest in the Premier League.
Well, let me tell you, it's not working. Bay Area Guna 88. That's new, isn't it?
I don't know.
The
what?
Bay Area Guna 88?
I don't think so.
Wasn't it always just Bay Area Guna?
But on Twitch, it was.
Okay. He said, yeah. Spit on it.
Spit on what?
Meaning the card. I said, sometimes it works better if you take it out and put it back in.
Got it. You know what? There's a little bit of delay in the chat. So some people, hit us with jokes and we're like, what is this offensive language? You know what I mean?
No.
I don't even remember.
Let me tell you, I'm staying on top of it. Pause.
Okay. But hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We're excited to be here. We're at OSNYC here to slang some jokes.
Aight.
Slang some footy.
Aight. We got that, as they say on Top Boy, we got that food, mate. But food is jokes.
That's right. Yeah. That is what a strange piece of slang.
They say it here.
Food is drugs?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, what?
Corny.
Okay.
If somebody said food to me, I'm like, yo, you a cop.
Bobby Schmurda's biggest hit, Hot. Right? I'm not going to say the other word. You ain't going to catch me on live. He said, my teacher told me stay in school. I said, no, bitch, I'm selling food.
So because Bobby Schmurda.
But that's what, 2015?
Okay.
Maybe 2014? And Christian still ain't up on it? That's because to him, in his house, food is a slur, dude.
Enough. You need to get that out of your vocabulary.
Nah, bro. We eat Vegemite pills, man.
Okay. Nick Red said, make those peas.
Let's there you go. You said peas like it's actual P-E-A.
Okay. Man, you sent it with that a week ago. Let's go. All right.
Dennis Higgins said, dog food is some kind of drug. As if you can't afford regular food, you feel me? You'd be like, yo, you ain't got the... All right, fine. I'll take the fentanyl. I'll take the dog food.
So a lot happened this weekend.
A week ago.
A lot happened this weekend, but we should probably start... Who was at the World Cup draw? Not at the actual event.
Who was there, dude? Is Carly Lloyd on here?
But who watched...
Is Kanu here with his wild ass?
Who watched the YouTube live that we did of the World Cup draw? And I want to give an update because if you weren't there, my mom...
She did pop in. She said, God's bless.
She said, God's bless.
Which is what they do.
Apostrophe, like with a possessive.
Yeah.
God's possessive bless.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really hit him hard with the English.
I'm just saying it was a hilarious and cute
error.
Yeah,
you're gonna word Nazi your mom, dog. Grammar Nazi it your mom.
It's just God bless, not God's bless. It was just
an autocorrect. Your mom don't speak English. They're barely
but that's,
mom. My mom says, I love you, gays. And no one shits on her over text. Dude.
I'm not shitting on her. I'm pointing it out because
you
it was funnier.
It, back up,
it was funnier that she made the mistake. But so I went to my brother and his wife. They had their baby shower.
Trish Murphy said, has your mom recovered?
So my brother and his wife, they had their baby shower.
That's
I'm
right.
going to be an uncle in about a month.
Your sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Huge belly, bro. She got two in there?
No.
That's going to be a big kid.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm like, damn, this kid's going to be like, it's a boy, and he's 6'3".
I think it's
very intimidating.
It's a perfectly normal size belly. Okay?
No, I mean, that's impressive, by the way. That's like a good thing.
Sure. So
I'm not fat shaming.
I mean, look at this. I'm with the language and spelling and Alexis over
body
here.
Body shaming.
Attacking pregnant women.
This is what we do on the show, dude. It's about time you guys have
this
caught
is,
up.
Look, you could see what each of us represents.
This is the OS energy, dude. This room does it to us.
So, but my mom was there, and I was talking to her about it, and she...
Did she walk in and slap you right away, dude?
No, but this is the funny thing, is that my mom didn't realize that the video was live. She thought she was just leaving a... The comment she wanted to leave was, God bless,
right.
On a random... Cooligan's YouTube video,
right.
Which is already adorable.
I like that she penciled in a 3-minute mom job in there. She's like, let me just pull up something. God bless. The kid can't say I don't watch and support. By the way, my mom knows what YouTube is. She watches like botany videos and she has no plants. She refuses to pull up any of our videos. So already your mom's doing better than mine.
So look, my mom, obviously a Dominican immigrant. She probably learned how to use an iPhone maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Look, we're Latino. Let's admit it. To them, it's a WhatsApp machine.
Right.
That's all it is. This thing right here
is
for photos of the children and WhatsApp.
And
that's it.
My mom barely knows how to use WhatsApp. Her biggest strength is Facebook Messenger. She understands Facebook Messenger.
She whips it.
She knows like...
She could drive that bad boy with her eyes closed.
She knows like this is the person I'm talking to.
Uh-huh.
She knows like I can call them and do a video call. But if you send her a regular text message, she's like, what is this app? I can't even...
Why is this other thing pinging right now? My mother, if you send her...
My phone is broken, clearly.
If you send my mother a WhatsApp, she got it. If you send her a terrible meme from the Cuban-American community in Miami, she knows how to download it and share it, bro. She knows how to forward it. If you ask her to send someone new... A WhatsApp to her,
right.
Her brain is fried. She's
right.
Like, pero que, I need a number. There's a whole...
So,
you have to have the contact saved.
So
it's a lot. You're asking a lot of
so
her.
So my mom, so she's telling me about it. And she, I mean, the look on her face when she was telling me when we started talking to her, she was like, oh, entonces empezaron.
Yeah. She's like, they must have known. This is God's plan this entire time.
She's like, entonces empezó a hablar y me preguntó por lo que Cristian come. Y like, yeah.
She remember like, I asked the type of food Christian likes to eat? She was like, do I say it out loud?
My mom was rattled, dude. She didn't know how to
in Dominican Republic were getting voice notes of what you like to eat because she just didn't know where to say it. She didn't know how to put it out.
Like,
the world.
She was like, then he asked me about his birthday and it was so hilarious. My mom lost her mind. She couldn't comprehend that it was happening at that moment.
Your mom's got a chocolate just hitting the computer.
Because it's like, to her, it's like, she's talking to the TV. The TV people can see me.
You see those movies where like someone drops acid and the TV's like, in the news today, a war started in Chechnya. By the way, you got to take off that shirt. You're like, oh my God, that's what happened here, mom.
Totally what happened, man.
She's like, yo, I can't drink Sunny Delight no more, bro. I'm telling you, something's happening in there, bro.
It was so funny. But yeah, exciting week in just Cooligan's lore. Just in addition to the story.
Shout out to Lindsay Franklin for hanging out with us. She said, angry crying on my lunch break. Thank God it's it's Prem Show Monday. Let's go.
Thank you, Lindsay.
We got you.
All right. So where to begin today?
Should
we talk about just we'll get to maybe the World Cup draw.
We'll do
in
that
a little bit.
And let's talk about what's in the thumbnail, right?
Right.
In the
right.
title, so people know. Look, Premier League, we're doing this for everyone listening. Obviously, we're filming this and streaming this on a Monday. That was the seat, by the way. I didn't just toot. if I did toot, it would have sounded way more vicious than that. for those of you who are just listening, the game between Arsenal and Crystal Palace hasn't happened yet. So we don't know yet that in the future, Arsenal beats Crystal Palace by about 8-9 goals.
Correct.
And everything is fine. Right? So... as it sits right now, the last thing we saw was Tottenham pretty convincingly beating a Newcastle that was on the up.
Right.
And which helps you. A little bit, right?
Everton ain't helping themselves.
No, you listen.
It's going to be on every other team to keep Everton up, essentially.
If I were you, I'd start Googling teams in the championship, bro, just so you're more familiar. Hey, you get to play against Tim Ream.
Well, no, they're going to be up. Next
are they?
Season. Yeah, they're in first. They have a healthy
look at
lead.
You already paying attention to the championship.
Really? Just take a lay of land, just get to know.
So is this where I'm going to stay? Cool. I get a tour of the jail before the verdict is out. Let's take a look at the standings.
Yes.
At the table, as y'all like to say out there. Right now, Tottenham has leapfrogged over Arsenal. Not a big deal,
mm-hmm.
right? We're sitting at 30 games played. If you're Tottenham, 30 games played with 54 points. Arsenal has 28 games played, which is why I think this is temporary and I'm not worried. With also 54 points. The goal differential is the reason. Tottenham with a big 5-1 or 4-1? How much was it?
I think it was 4.
I think it was 4-1. With a big 4-1 victory, because of the goal differential, they leapfrog over Arsenal. Who should be worried? Because Chelsea also lost a big one, 4-1,
To Brentford.
Brentford. I don't know if y'all heard me. Brentford. Did Manchester City put on Brentford kits and come out and do a job, bro?
Because, yeah, who was it? So Rudiger scored that absolute banger for the first goal in that game. The confidence was up, and Brentford was like, yo, that doesn't bother us.
Brentford's like, oh, you got one? That's cute.
That's a center back. Yeah, yeah. Sure. You get those one maybe every two seasons.
Right. He's like, all right, so you have one player on your team, not named Timo Werner. We good, fam.
And Brentford just laid it on him. And pretty much some people were making the joke about, you know, because Pulisic didn't play in this game and that's why they lost, which, you know, can't argue with that. Seems like a solid statement.
As American, I'm willing to admit you're probably 100% right and there's no need to do any more research.
Okay. But the goal Christian Eriksen scored.
First of all, he's completely changed his team. A couple months ago, I was like, this guy needs to never step on a football pitch ever again. Dude, you lived. What is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
I take it all back. I'm like, bro, get out there. If this is the last thing you do, my guy, you went out on top. He is looking incredible.
This is this is what I love about English banter, mm-hmm. where really nothing's off limits.
Right.
And I wish I could. I don't have any of the jokes to pull up right in front of me. But essentially, a lot of the discourse and a lot of the dialogue around seeing Christian Eriksen succeed, whether it's for Denmark, whether it's for Brentford, is everybody highlighting the fact that Christian Eriksen died, mm-hmm. came back to life, and is more successful than other players in the Premier League, right?
His second life is
Bro. Better than a lot of people's first.
Which, you know what? I'm going to get a car battery, Christian. I think this is going to work. I'm going to put them up to your nipples.
Right.
I guess pour water on it. I don't know what happens next. But we're going to kill you, but then pretty quickly bring you right back.
Right back.
Right?
And okay. And then all of a sudden, the Cooligans are on Fox or imagine NBC or ABC.
Imagine you're the exact same guy, but your dick is just like a quarter inch bigger. That's all
changed. It's changed my life. Fixed my marriage.
But I don't notice it. I'm just like, I guess nothing changed. And he's like, I mean, a little change. It was a significant change.
You know what? I gotta say it was worth it.
We might do it again in like maybe 3-4 more times.
I can no longer taste or smell, but it is worth it.
Yeah. Also, I hear nothing but radio stations in my head, bro.
So, but there's a photo, and I'll see if I can find it in time, but there's a photo after Christian Eriksen scored the goal where he crashed into the keeper, and so it's his first goal for Brentford,
right?
And his face, you see he's literally on the ground, like still falling down,
yeah,
not on the way up. He's falling down, smiling.
Oh, okay.
The happiest man. It is every time he scored two for Denmark already. This is how I feel every time I see him score. I'm like, this is a miracle. This is a beautiful miracle that we're getting to witness. This man, we saw what he went through. He doesn't even remember dying, essentially.
It's like all those Israelites who were like, wait a minute, who turned this water into wine? That's what we're witnessing. Is that your friend? Is that your friend Jesus?
It's
from Bronx.
It's truly incredible. Seeing him succeed. I mean, for a lot of people, it's a very emotional.
Dude, if I were him, I'd be playing. I'd land on the ground and stick my tongue out. I
really?
Pretend I'm dead, dude. And like, oh no, not again! And be like, sigh.
But I wonder.
Like, yo, I'm playing with you. I ain't dead.
I wonder how you remember in his first game back. I think it might have been against Crystal Palace. Brentford played them, and
we'll see if eagle-eyed pops back in.
Somebody,
Chanchada Millonaria, but so 2.25 inches.
Okay, that goes a long way.
I mean, that's what I said, bro. That's a 30% increase, I think.
Okay, something to be proud of. But there was a player who put in a challenge against Christian Eriksen, and Christian Eriksen like fell on top of him, and he was like shrugging him off. And then as soon as he turned around, he saw
him and like,
and then was like, oh, okay, how long is that gonna last?
Yeah, bro, you should have died, dude. Like, after a couple more goals,
there's gonna be somebody who's gonna say something wild.
Yeah, they should like never revived you, man.
They're gonna say something wild, egregious, because the more he succeeds, that
wears off.
The competitive edge is gonna come back.
The Cinderella story is cool until it happens to you. You know what I mean? Like if he scores against Arsenal, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna struggle to not say some wild shit.
You're just gonna be like, damn, I can't stand the latest heart technologies that are
made. Oh, we're allowing zombies in now, bro?
Can we need to change the rules?
Dude, we won't support trans kids, but zombies are cool to come back and play against Arsenal. Disgusting human beings.
Oh, my goodness. So, Silhouettes Rocks.
Hey, North London Derby just got scheduled for May 12th.
All right, because they were waiting to, these are the games that got postponed.
Well, wait, that doesn't put it as the last match of the season, which I thought it would be.
No, it would not be. Dennis Higgins just pointing out the same thing about Christian Eriksen. Dennis Higgins said he's healthy enough to take these studs to the shins.
You know? How's your heart, buddy, as the guy's holding his shins? You feel free to 2-foot a zombie if they're playing against your team, dude.
You know, the story is adorable and sweet until it isn't, you know, until maybe a trophy's on the line relegation or whatever. Like, you know,
I expect one of these fan cams
to say some wild,
bro. Crazy. Just let everybody get ready for it right now,
bro.
We are telling you,
it ain't. I don't think it'll be Arsenal fan TV, because if it did, at least it would be cool. It might be like some Chelsea fan TV. Might have said some wild.
What's Crystal Palace TV gonna say?
Eagle Eye Football, bro. What are y'all gonna say? Some wild shit.
Get ready for it, because somebody, you know, they are gonna get some people upset on the internet. So we're looking at the table.
By the way, if you're one of the 27 people watching, or 29 people watching, actually hit that like button, bro. It helps us out.
Yeah, feel free to do that and share this link on let people know you're watching. We're gonna be here for a little bit,
so let's take a look at the table. Okay, so Chelsea lost to Brentford, right? And mm-hmm. Christian Eriksen, they lost to a zombie, they lost to a walking dead,
a white walker.
Yeah, exactly, right? They didn't have their titanium swords or whatever they're supposed to have. I watched it, but I was more into the boobs, you know what I mean? It's more my thing. I really didn't sit into the fan fiction part. So look, Liverpool's an incredible form, right? 2-1, that's the competition, right? Everyone thought Chelsea got third place locked up. I don't know. That loss means that Arsenal, again, 28 games played. Chelsea only have 29 games played. Tottenham may be in fourth, but they have a full 30 games played. So if Arsenal wins today against Crystal Palace, they will, again, leapfrog Tottenham, but they'll be within, they'll go to 57 points, which puts them within 2 points of Chelsea, even on games. There's no chance we're catching up to them on goal differential. Chelsea has 35. Arsenal has 13. We're good.
Yeah.
We need to win on points. But being 2 points away means Chelsea slips up again. Arsenal wins the next match. Now, even on games, we're now in competition for third place.
Right.
But Tottenham also won, and even though they have a full 30 games that they've played, which puts them at a game above Chelsea, 2 games above us until later tonight, even though that's the case, does that mean that Tottenham's also in contention for third, or are they battling with West Ham and United for fourth?
Look, you have to, as of right now, those 2 games in hand for Arsenal, you're going to have to favor them, because Arsenal have looked amazing in this last
stretch. Here's the thing about those 2 games. They're against these 2 teams.
Right. Right.
They're against Chelsea away and Tottenham away. Chelsea away could be a tough one, but Tottenham away, that's a toss-up because it's a North London derby.
Right. The interesting thing is, you know, just a couple weeks ago when Antonio Conte was talking about managing Tottenham Hotspur,
right,
was just like, this is the garbage you give me. This is what I got. These are the trash players I have. This is all I can really do.
Like, really, we're arguing about who gets fourth? Guys, I compete for other things.
Right. Yeah. So the level of frustration that he showed, I'm impressed that they've been able to. They won 3 in a row, pretty convincingly.
I think it was last few results.
They won 2-0 against Brighton, 3-1 against West Ham. It was 5-1 against Newcastle. So they look great. I mean, and credit to Harry Kane, man, especially the game yesterday. That ball that he sent to Kulusevski.
First of all, how did so many people? It looked like a bad cross.
Oh my God!
And then he just got his head to the end of it, which really upset me. Well, I'm trying to find Don.
No, not that. When the one that Kulusevski sent the cross to Son. The ball from in the middle.
Not the header.
Header. That pass, just placed it perfectly. He like curled it and put it only where Kulusevski could get it. He's playing like a 10 instead of a 9. And clearly Conte's asking him to be a more part of the build up
He did last year. He got golden boot and golden ball.
These last 3 games, he's looked incredible. And when he's playing that well, and you already know what a player like Son is going to bring you, and Kulusevski, what a great pickup from Juve. They look good. They look like they're in contention for that possible third spot. It's Arsenal's to give up. But I do think Tottenham are going to falter at some point.
You see, look, all right. I pulled this up. Don Robbie, shouts to Don Robbie, DrSports_media on Instagram if you don't follow them. They put up this stat. Since Conte's first league game in charge of Tottenham in November, only Liverpool and Manchester City, both with 50, have earned more points than Spurs at 39. So, you know, through all the arguing and all the, we're going forth, they've been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
Granted, they've been the most consistent out of a pretty shit bunch, Arsenal included in it. Arsenal has had some ups and downs. United has had ups and downs. West Ham has had ups and downs. Everton's had downs, right? That's it. Like, through all
down
that.
Bad, bro.
Leave us alone. Through all that, you would see that Tottenham has probably been the more consistent. Can they continue that? And look, I don't think Arsenal will struggle to play them, but the two games that we have in hand will be the tale of our season, right?
Yeah.
That will tell you exactly where we are. Can we beat Chelsea? I'm pretty confident that we can compete against Chelsea. I think it will be a toss-up. They've got a lot of great players, starting with Pulisic. Can we beat Tottenham? I would tell you that we have to beat Tottenham. I would tell you that we have to beat Tottenham to stop that, to just make it mathematically impossible for them to usurp us for either third or fourth.
Right.
Potentially fourth. Most probably fourth. But here's the thing. Why aren't we playing the mind game, you know? Who did you just say is playing incredible and playing as a nine now? Harry Kane.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said, who would you say?
No. Who did you say?
You said
Harry Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Harry Kane, if I remember correctly, wanted to leave. An interview with Phil Neville talking about how he wanted to leave.
Yes.
At Manchester City. So if I'm Arsenal, I leak some information as an anonymous person, not anonymous the hacker crew. As an anonymous person, I leak information that Manchester City is willing to bid $160 million for him, but that Tottenham won't return my call. Now, what that does is it makes Harry Kane mad at Tottenham. And I would do that right before the North London Derby. So when he gets into the game, his head's elsewhere. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Maybe I get a burner phone and I pretend to be someone from Manchester City and I call Harry Kane and I say things like, "Hey, mate, you ready to play here, mate?"
Huh? Wow. Okay.
I mean, psychological warfare, my G.
I find it amazing that what Alexis spends his time thinking about when he could be doing so many other productive things.
What makes you think I'd use any of this brain power for good?
Okay. Fine. Yeah. That sounds fun. You know, this scenario.
Don't you think it would work?
I don't think it would work.
If you're Harry Kane, what would you do if you were started getting phone calls from a mysterious Manchester City executive that said, "We want you, mate"?
I'd be, how'd you get this number? Who are you? Right. It would be a distraction to my life.
That's what I'm saying.
And sure. Would it affect Harry Kane's play? I don't know, because the beginning of the season, you know, I think Antonio Conte has instilled a little bit of confidence into Harry Kane.
I forgot to tell you, a second league.
And
Antonio Conte is not happy.
They're going to the World Cup. They're playing the U.S. I think Harry Kane has nothing else in focus besides Champions League this season.
Nick Gretz said, because no one would be able to figure out that scheme. All I'm saying is you plant seeds of doubt. That's all you have to do. For Alexis, that's as close to productive as you can get to Crimson Pizza. Chanchalami Yonadia said, Alexis is going full Rasputin. You got to celebrate the small victories, says Crimson Pizza. Why are there no London FC with all these London-based teams, said Omar Ramirez? That's a great question.
Is there not?
No.
Wouldn't there be at least something London?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good call.
All right. We're gonna start a club.
You could replace all of Conte's suits with Roy Hodgson's wardrobe. That would distract him. Bro, he'd be like, none of these are Italian made. Better work on that Mancunian accent. Bro, I ain't got that. But I'll hire a voice actor.
Really? All right. Look, Alexis
the plot thickens, bro.
He has a plan. I give him that. So,
I'm telling you it would work. I can't believe you don't believe me.
Believe you that it would work?
Yeah, I can't believe you don't trust in my scheme.
Wow.
Up in ability.
This is the first time I've ever doubted you.
Honestly,
what is going on?
You know, ever since your dick got a quarter inch bigger, then you've been different.
Things have changed, you know?
You're just a different person.
If I would have known that hooking up, car battery to your nipples would have changed our relationship, I wouldn't have done it.
Hooking up a Tesla battery wall to your areola would put you in this position.
So, okay, any other results that stood out to you?
What do you think the top four will end up being? Do you think Arsenal makes it into the top four? Do you think that they start to slip?
No, I have no reason to think that. They've only lost. They lost to Man City. Who'd they lose to?
Their last loss was to.
It was
Liverpool. Liverpool. Yeah.
And out before that, they've won like what nine,
I think
ten
Manchester
in a row.
City was the last loss before that.
Arsenal are playing on another level, man. They look great. They're not. Dominate, especially to win those especially those away games like 1-0,
right,
2-1, things like that. Those are huge results. This is why everybody gets mad Arsenal celebrating victories, but it's like, yo, those are as an Everton fan, seeing them not even
a half mil win, bro. Is there a way?
And their away form is abysmal. It is absolutely disgusting.
So is their home.
No. I mean, yes, sort of. But they're like, they play with a little bit more gumption at home.
The Gladys Street is there, at least. Obviously, Arteta has it being like in training is beating it into these kids' heads. Probably not the greatest sentence I've ever said that. But he's beating it in that it's about clean sheets, clean sheets, clean sheets, clean sheets. So, we're not getting the 5-3s, you know what I mean, and the 4-2s that other clubs are getting, but we're getting a lot of 1-0, 2-0, 3-1s. Things like that, where I think that's where you want to be with a young squad. I think you want to be at a place where you're letting them know, like, giving up a goal is the worst. Scoring a goal is incredible. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not just score more than the other team. We're not Marcelo Bielsa. You know what I mean?
And he ain't got no job. So. Right? Just
squatting at home, watching the TV screen. I think when you look at that, when you see the way this team has sort of been trained and developed, I'm really excited about what these next few months mean, what these next few weeks mean, as far as the future of Arsenal. I think there's so much more confidence, and I said this before, bro. I've been Arteta in since day one, fam.
Okay,
since day one,
patting himself on the back.
I'm tooting my own horn. All right,
damn, and, why'd you fart, bro?
Oh, man, I can't have dairy no more, bro. But I see so many people now talking about how great Arteta is. Took you long enough, bro. Welcome to the team. All aboard, my G.
Okay. Everton legend, Mikel Arteta. We all know.
Oh, here we go. Andrew Johnson has got it. He said 1 City, 2 Liverpool, 3 Arsenal, 4 West Ham.
Wow. You think Chelsea's not even going to make it?
Chelsea slipped all the way out.
Wow.
Also, if you're United, let's talk about how bad United's been.
I mean, we do that every week.
Bro, United.
But is it how?
Our homie Flex put, I'm not even mad anymore. That was his tweet. He said, I ain't even mad anymore.
They, I mean, I did see.
Look at their form of their last five coming up to the most recent game. Win, draw, loss, win, draw. So that means next, a loss, right? If you're pulling up to a roulette, they'd be like, oh, I'm a bet, I'm red.
They, obviously, it was 1-1 against Leicester City. But the worst part of the match was the. Was it Rashford and Elanga tripping up over each other? Like he kicked Rashford.
Yeah.
And Elanga had no reason to go for the ball because he was in an offside position.
He does. He's trying to put the final the nail in the coffin of Rashford so he could start more. But the VAR saves you twice in a match.
Right.
And you still can't win, dog.
I mean, look, we've seen what we needed to see.
Yeah. From, we have enough evidence, right?
From Manchester United.
We can dismiss this case. So we have no more cross.
It's not that much shock anymore. It is. Somebody was pointing this out, and I forgot who it was, kind of making the point that Manchester United are no longer a top club. They are a top business. They're a top
brand.
And it's caught up to them.
That's probably a tough pill to swallow. But probably one that needs to be swallowed.
Right, because okay. Okay, who are you? Diana Taurasi, bro?
By the way, she stole a whole flow, dude.
Bro.
Diana Taurasi?
Okay.
You stole a whole flow, man.
Word for word, bar for bar.
Diana
Rossi?
Incredible. But that is kind of the situation where there's a lot of the players that want to play for Manchester United. It's all nostalgia. It's like, whoa, that's who I grew up watching.
Right, Beckham played here.
Yeah, that's Giggs and Scholes and all these guys and
Rooney.
And this is why when the pundits like who are not pundits like Rio Ferdinand and Scholesy and they're like
the Nevilles,
they're always complaining about like it's back in my that's
dude, that's a long time ago
you built a financial and marketing empire in Manchester United,
and now they straight cashing them checks,
yo. And this is why, whether it's on the owners that took over, whether it's the Glazers, they saw it as a business opportunity, and they are taking advantage of that. And you built that, and the culture that you had at the time is not the same. And that's just the world and the future moving on, and Facebook and TikTok and whatever.
The game done kind of passed you by.
The game is ingested in a different way than it was back then.
It's getting swallowed.
Okay. No chaser.
Yo, you don't need that. Taste all that. I ate a lot of pineapple before I came over. Eagle Eye Football said Arsenal get through the Chelsea and Spurs games unscathed. They might finish third, which is incredible. Cribs of Pizza remembers. He a OG. He remembers. He said, Alexa said, let that man cook. Hashtag hot wings. You've heard my theory, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, someone doesn't watch the Complex show.
What do you want? I'm going to dedicate 3 hours of my life every week?
I do it for you.
Sure.
I do it for you. Yeah. Whatchamacallit. Here's what I said. I said, look, a long time ago, there was a couple guys who walked in a bar in Buffalo, New York, and they were very hungry. And the lady at the bar said, you know what? We've closed our kitchen down. We've sold almost all our food. We've got nothing left. And they said, is there anything you can do? And you know what she did? She was like, well, we've got these pieces of chicken that nobody wants. They're called wings. She said, I've got this bottle of hot sauce and I've got this stick of butter. I've got a couple pieces of carrots. I've got a couple pieces of celery and I've got a little bit of blue cheese. What if I put this all together? Toss the wings in that sauce and butter. Put a little bit of blue cheese for them, dip it in, and give them some carrots and some celery. And you know what she did? She took what she had available, and she made hot wings. Now, the real story is they stole it from a black bar, from the black side of the Buffalo. But follow what I'm saying. Follow the myth, what I'm saying. She took what she had available. You know what she did? She created an entire industry. Now, the most successfully selling pieces of chicken, the hot wings.
Mm.
That's what Arteta's doing. He took what he had available to him and he said, everybody relax. I got Saka, that's the hot sauce. I got ESR, that's the butter, baby, because he's so smooth. I got Lacazette, that's the piece of chicken nobody wants. I got Saka and Partey, that's the celery and the carrot sticks, my dude. And when you put it all together, what's he doing? He cooking him hot wings, baby.
Okay.
God bless Arteta.
You said you want to hear my theory. It's not really a theory. It's just more of an analogy.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Wow, dude. First your mom, now me. Well, you know what, Christian? I say to you, I don't. Hopefully no there's God's no, bless.
There's literally no hypothesis in the whole thing.
Yeah. You could have just let me have it. Hold on, for our editor. Hey, you want to hear my analogy?
Okay.
Okay, you let me put that in the beginning.
All worked out. Joe Whitlock just said, celery is just water lying about being food.
Facts. Same thing with cucumbers. Put it in some brine for a little while and let that pickle.
I'm not a huge fan of celery. It's fine, but I don't
like
it.
Wow, dude.
But cucumber, I love. I fucks with cucumber.
Your fiance just punched the computer screen, bro.
Cucumbers, I mess with that. Okay.
I don't mind cucumbers. They're very watery, mostly tasteless.
All right. The other thing I wanted to bring up today is now it's official. Next season, the Premier League will introduce 5 substitutes. So we saw the news like just a couple days ago. You and I have very differing opinions on this, but
I thought we agreed it's a great idea.
No, I said I'm a fan of 3.
Do you think Everton would be doing better if they had 5 substitutes all season?
I mean, we could have 42 substitutes. Nobody's.
You third row, get in here, bro.
But this is the, and I'm not saying it because I'm a fan of Everton.
I'm just a hateful, spiteful person.
I think it should be. I understood it for during when the pandemic began, and because of that break, and it made sense to do that. But clearly, especially in the Premier League, there is a competitive advantage to have those extra two substitutes. When those extra two substitutes, if you're in the top, let's say top six teams, those extra two players that you're bringing on are probably superstars that could be starting at any club in the world.
I get that that's the fear, but I think you have to look at it from a perspective of your Brentfords will be able to bring in a young player who maybe could shine.
Yes.
You know, Crystal Palace maybe gives Olise a chance earlier. Those types of players. You get like Marcelo Flores. Shouts to Marcelo Flores, Mexicano, plays for Arsenal. I think his sister plays for PSG. So shouts to the whole Flores family doing things, right? You know? Maybe he gets a chance. Maybe Charlie Patino gets a little bit more playing time. You know, things like that. Your young players are going to get a bit more of a chance, especially in games where there's a blowout. Now you can bring out players that are a little bit exhausted. And also this alleviates some of the, you know, congestion in the schedule.
I see the pros, but there's also negatives.
Yeah, they play.
There's cons to it as well. But now it is official. The Premier League was pretty much the last the holdout to the five substitutes. I don't think any other... is any other league not doing the five substitutes? Please correct me if I'm wrong. Chat, let us know.
Crimson Pizza says, yeah, Christian has been wrong about this since the early Twitch days.
Yeah, dude. Look, we don't agree.
You are holding tight, though.
I think there feels like a...
You're a firm believer in your failed thoughts.
But what's the failure in it? I think the game, yes, has it become more demanding and fixture congestion and so on and so forth.
Okay, all points from my side.
Right. I understand that is a problem.
And it would relieved a little bit with the five subs.
It would be relieved a little bit. But it would also be relieved a little bit if you didn't start those players that are exhausted and tired and give those other players opportunities within those substitute windows.
What a great theory. Now imagine you didn't start them, but since they're important players for you, you gave them a chance to come off the bench.
The point I make, and I get that. The point I make.
I feel like you don't get it.
I do get it because I agree with the positive.
But then what you're saying as a negative or what your adjustment to it is still a point. For my team,
there it's a resolution to something. My brain whatever you're saying, there. It's a resolution to something, but it causes other problems, which is that competitive disadvantage because other teams do not have two other players that are superstars.
Yeah, but those superstars are still in the three that come in.
In the three windows.
So that's that advantage already exists. You're not going to solve that. Then make no subs. And then the people that have 11 great players are fine. You know what I mean? Adjusting the amount of substitutes doesn't alleviate or create more of an advantage.
That's not true.
It's 100%
true. That's not true.
I literally just said
you have two. If you have two other higher quality players that otherwise, let's say if you only had three substitutes, right? Those two other quality players would be like, man, I'm not getting a lot of playing time. I should go play somewhere else. That can't happen, right? Because they will be able to play.
They will happen because they want to start.
Sure, they might, but they'll still get a lot more playing time.
You know what this is going to help? This is going to help younger players and older players. Five subs makes it a bit more likely that Arsenal re-signs Lacazette.
Joe Whitlock said, Christian, can you please explain your theory with an analogy, please?
Again, that's been edited out, okay? So I don't know what you're talking
about. Let me get my PowerPoint presentation on this screen behind me. Get it going. So look, agree.
You an old man if you say PowerPoint.
We don't agree.
You know that, right? They don't say PowerPoint no more.
What do they say, Alexis?
They say Dex, dude.
Shut up.
I swear to God, dude. PowerPoint's for old people now, bro.
People still use it. Look, I'm in IT.
Claire, real quick. When was the last time you heard PowerPoint presentation? And was that person using a cane to get in and out of the office? That's a yes.
Bro, you work. Okay.
See, viejito, dude.
I work in real industries.
Bro, Christian's gonna message on the Complex Show. God's bless.
All right. Anyway, the okay. So well, I forgot what point I was going to make because you started talking about PowerPoint. But
I don't even know what that is, dude. I'm super young. miss me with that, chief. That shit's chalked, my G.
So okay, let's move on to a couple other things that I had here on.
Basically, just admit you were wrong about the five.
So. It's not about wrong or right.
No, it is.
It is just
the show. It's the show.
I do think that the game, because of it, the issue with fixture congestion, especially for the Premier League, it makes a lot of sense to have five substitutes. I get that. I'm just saying that there is. You say it like there's no absolutely no negative to it, which is absurd. There's clearly something that you have to give up something if you're going to add the substitute.
Crimson Pizza said, so I should walk into my conference room and whip out my deck? Yeah, dude. And hey, have you thought about attaching that deck to a car battery? You'll get a couple more pages out of it as well.
Okay. So I want to...
Very good to say, for teams in multiple tournaments and leagues, the League 5 subs is a good way to keep those best players playing.
Right.
Completely agreed. Which means more revenue.
So what do you say to the Premier League clubs that do not want this? You just say, hey, shut up, stop talking.
They're Bro, playing. They didn't want three subs.
They didn't want three subs.
They didn't. America invented the three subs.
Okay,
we're not convinced.
All right, let's not go back too far. Relax.
Well, I mean, back when PowerPoint was still a good reference.
Right now,
we invented three subs, and they didn't want.
There are some.
It should be the 11 you put out, and if they get injured, who cares? You play down one. That's what it used to be. People are going to fight this every step of the way. They never want good ideas like Super League. You know what I mean? They just don't want it.
Okay, so I want to get to this because this rocked the internet the other day because
Calvin Phillips
of Leeds United
fashion has taken a lot of steps forward, right?
Yeah,
remember back in the day it was a lot of bedazzling.
I'm just surprised this man could take steps in this.
Well, you ate my joke up, but so look, it used to be all D squared. Everyone dressed like Messi back in the day.
Right.
It was a mess. No pun intended, bro. It was rough. And now all of a sudden they're doing a lot of like, you know, Fear of God, right? The Essentials. They're doing a lot of V-Long.
Fear of God is a brand?
Wow.
So like PowerPoint?
What happened to this guy?
Fear of God.
What happened to Christian, man?
What kind of brand name?
Have you not seen Essentials?
Fear of God.
On hoodies and stuff? Just the word Essentials?
Nah, dude.
Bro, he ain't paying
attention. You're too old to be dressing like that, dog.
Who said I'm dressing like it? I just know it, dog. By the way, if I could afford it, I'd
get a damn suit, bro. Wear a tie.
Yeah, he's like, put on this three-piece suit and check out this PowerPoint presentation. We're going to be sitting there. We're going to start filming from a mahogany room, dude.
Okay, because the elite men in my circle do not respect you, Alexis.
Yeah, the elite men. You know what? God's blessed those elite men. Listen, they started wearing the fear of God. V-Lone, I'm a little bit, whatever. V-Lone, shouts to all the V-Lone thugs out there. Open hand slapping people. But they wear cooler brands. Streetwear is taking over.
Right.
The internet has helped out the Europeans dress better.
Right. Not all of them.
But then there's a way where you can take it too far. And that's by making your feet look like you just bought a sandwich, my G.
You can see it right now on the screen. Calvin Phillips, midfielder.
Can you see it? Is it up high enough?
Yeah. You should be able to see it just fine. Wait. Did I not do this correctly? Oh, yeah. I did it correctly. All right.
Okay. Good.
There it is, bro. Calvin Phillips. I mean, let's try to break down what this man is wearing, because these look like Timberlands that weren't finished.
Bro, these looks like you made Timberlands out of like sustainable materials.
Okay, because these boots. What can I call them? They are like bags. They're leather bags.
No. That's just loose material over a shoe.
You sure?
There's a shoe in there.
Okay. Because everybody...
But that loose material is part of the shoe. I don't want you to think it's not.
Oh, okay. So this is not like a protective thing for a shoe
His
that's under
it. His foot is not loose in that material. His foot is being held, but there is the outer shell of the shoe is a loose-looking material.
Right.
Okay, Alexis explains fashion.
I mean, I get it. I get it.
I feel like you don't, buddy.
I get it. I'm trying to understand, because maybe I misinterpreted.
These shoes give me the fear of God. You know what I mean?
But you can see.
And they're not essential. I don't know what brand they are. I believe they're Mason Margiela's.
This is the problem nowadays is that people can make, and Kanye is profiting off of this.
This is all Kanye's fault.
Kanye makes ridiculous clothing,
right?
And you put it at a high price. Tell people right. this is art. This is significant. This is dope.
Look, I saw a few episodes of the Genius documentary right. on Kanye West, and look, some people can't handle living in Newark. It changes them. You know he lived in Newark, right?
No, I did not know that.
He made College Dropout in Newark, in his apartment in Newark.
Was not aware.
Look, he made Jesus Walks in Newark, okay? His best music, some say, came from when he lived in Newark. Some people, it changes the way they think. And clearly, this man's brain is scrambled because he invented clothing that just doesn't fit right. He's like, why do shoes need to fit around your feet? Why don't we make it so that you're just kicking your boots up and down the whole time? And look at someone. This is the problem with rich people. Sometimes rich people just got no taste, and then they get money. And then they just like, well, I'm going to buy the most expensive thing I can with this money. And that's taste, right? Nah, fam.
Nope.
This is why, okay, like neighborhoods like Soho, right? Nobody wants to live there. The factories have left. There's highways. We don't need boats anymore. The factories have left. Now it's a desolate area. So who moves in? Artists, because they can't afford anywhere else. And they're like, well, at least I got a lot of windows. I can't afford electricity, but I got a lot of sun during the day, right? And now the neighborhood starts to become cool because they can't go to Broadway shows. They put on their own shows. They're artists. They're creatives. And you know who comes in? Rich people are like, wait a minute. There's people having fun in Soho. I want to go. I can afford to have fun. So I'm going to go down there. And then you know what? I want to live in this neighborhood because my dad is rich. And now, but I want to be cool. I don't want to be like with the rich kids. So I'm going to live in this neighborhood. And then all their friends are like, well, you saw what Stacey's doing? She's living in the cool neighborhood. Why aren't we doing that? And then they go. And before you know it, all the artists are gone. It's just rich people bumping into each other as they're buying the most expensive shit possible. That's what this is.
Well, what a great analogy, Alexis.
First of all, can we talk about the buttons on his hip? What is not buttoned? What is loose? What garment do you have underneath? And why does it end at your shins? Is this your jacket?
It's like the boots are baggy as baggier than the jeans.
The jeans are trying to get off your body, bro.
There's a lot going on here, man. Because it also the
old man is dressed better, dude.
The arms are like tight. On his, you know, the sleeves are tight on his arms.
The collar is for a completely different human being.
It's for a different coat. This is like a mashup of coats.
Bro, you look like Frankenstein if he was in the streetwear.
Yo, I mean, this is...
Did someone figure out the brand?
Oh, I don't know.
Christian, which Cooligans was the president of the fashion club? So Dennis Higgins. Thank you.
Right.
Loose fabric over his pants, too. I think that's an extension of the jacket. And the jacket seems to have some ventilation system. Loose fabric all over. Jesus ain't walking in those. Shout out Messi. Eagle Eye Football said, what are those? Gentrification explained. A TED Talk by Alexis Guerreros.
This is... I mean, but there's no way. Okay, this is the thing.
Is that a waistcoat? I'm not familiar with British fashion. There's a monocle somewhere in this. There's a pocket watch.
There's no way that he, you know, nowadays it's almost more beneficial to make a scene in the fashion world than to actually dress appropriately.
Okay, but remember back when like walkway shows, like runway shows, I should say, my bad. Runway shows. That wasn't fashion you wore on the street. That was to make a statement. Remember there was one where like a woman was dressed as a phone, a large house phone?
Yeah, yeah.
And people were joking like, you can't wear that. And they're like, that's the point, right? It's to, for that reaction. Mm-hmm.
It's like anti-fashion.
But now that's off the runway. Now that's in the street. You feel me? And you walking around looking like a phone. My G.
Okay, you look at one of them London phone booths, bro.
I'm going to hide this from you because I don't want you to see how much it is.
Okay.
First of all, the English are calling them Cornish pasties. Shoes. All right, let me pull up the brand, and then I want you to guess how expensive they are.
Their price?
Yeah, hold on.
In U.S. dollars?
So people are putting smiley faces on them. People already did the brown bag. Someone said, got my wife and kids a matching pair of the shoes, and they're... Whatchamacallit? Crab Rangoons?
Like dumplings?
Yeah. All right. I can't find the brand, but I want you to guess. Damn it. I had this pulled up before. I thought it'd be in my history.
I don't know. Okay.
Well, what would you guess? How much would you guess they cost?
I mean, look, they're ridiculous shoes. They probably have to be somewhere over, I'm gonna say $1,300 US.
Okay.
They're too stupid to be affordable.
How much?
$1,300 US.
You're dead on, but pounds.
Okay.
$1,300.
They're about $1,500, $1,600.
They also sell shoes that are 295 pounds. So if you're looking for a discount.
yeah, absurd. What's the brand?
Fashion House Lowe's.
Like the Home with Depot?
With an extra E. With an extra E. L-O-E-W-E. Can you pull up Lowe's? I want people to see what they have available.
How does it spell? L-O-E-W-E?
Yeah. Lowe.com.
All right, let's see. Let's take a look.
Okay. Beautiful. Let's go right to men. Oh, buddy, prepare yourself, because this isn't the only shoe that designer got wild on, bro. Are people seeing this?
Yeah, they are seeing it. Okay.
Okay, let's go to... Should we go to
shoes?
Unexpected encounters. Now that is.
That's right.
let's go to season SS22 men's collection.
Okay.
And we'll go to shoes. Let's just look at some of the other shoes. Okay. Okay. Kind of normal.
These are Clarks, like
funky
Wallabies.
Color Wallabies.
Yeah.
Shouts to you if you use Wallabies.
Did you ever have a pair? I had a pair of Wallabies.
God, I was the Wallaby King from. I had some of the Woo Wear Wallabies.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
With the little Woo label sticking off. Okay. We got some Abuela Chancletas.
Okay.
Keep going.
But look, I mean, look at these prices already.
Oh, no. I'm fully scared. We're seeing it in American. So just remember in US dollars. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not bad. Kind of a ripoff of Gucci, the Chucks, right?
You got
some rain boots. Okay. They got some hyper-colored, Asics,
mm-hmm.
right? Nothing crazy. Bro, look at all the other options he had. My man went straight. That's it?
Why didn't he do the crisscross sandal? We're over here.
Fam, where'd he pull out that other funky
This must stuff? Have been some exclusive... something, right? Or unless they are...
Or hit new in. Oh, you know what? That first jacket is fire, bro. go to new in up top. New in, right? Under
new in. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Fam.
All right.
This jacket his, bro.
Only $1,700, bro.
I'm going to say right now, I ain't got it.
Yo.
Can I put that on layaway until 3 years from now?
Join the Patreon so Alexis can afford this jacket.
Bro, look at the drawstring trousers on the next. Oh.
$890 for pants.
Bro, these dudes are charging $1,300 for a black zip tracksuit top.
Incredible.
Bro, this is what I'm talking about, yo. Rich people, y'all got no swag, bro. you get taken. I'm going to start. Yo, we should start a crazy brand and just charge wild amounts of money. And we should buy Instagram ads for people who play professional football in Europe.
Right.
So only they see it.
Okay.
Bro, these dudes will be wearing...
Is that a market you can target right there on Instagram? Or just no professional footballer?
You know what? You could say, like, people who've communicated with Pep Guardiola.
Because you know how they always DMing Pep. Right? Yo, Pep, you up?
Harry Kane pulling up in the new Shouts to Us season 2.
Incredible. Brush said, big up, guys. What's good?
Shouts, Brush. Thank you, Brush, again, for linking me with Eagle Eye Football, man. They were great.
Okay. Trish Murphy said, this is a soccer podcast. This is very much.
Yeah, bro. Buckle up.
Okay.
Boba Fett Lowe's, said Joe Whitlock.
The other
unexpected encounters is where you find Louis C.K. said Paolo Nelson.
A couple other things I wanted to react to.
But would Alexis wear swoveralls? I just found out about them, and I'm very tempted.
What's swoveralls?
Bro, I'm with you. I'm sounding like Christian. Are these the large overalls?
This is like a brand, swoveralls. These are they suede overalls? Oh, no, sweatpants overalls as overalls.
Oh, the answer is 100% yes. Bro, we should get matching swoveralls for the next episode, dude.
They're only $100, but you know what? They look pretty fashionable.
They look mad comfy. Here's my problem with swoveralls. You got to unbuckle and drop just to pee.
I mean, you do that already.
But this makes it, you give me a little zip zip. This makes it so that I sit to pee now. Because right. You do.
Yeah, you got to put the overalls to your ankles.
Yo, big dudes can't wear overalls. We all look like we're fixing a Chevy. It's the belly and the overalls. Skinny people could wear overalls.
I wanted to react to this. Footy Scram, shout out to Footy Scram. Maybe this will be a weekly segment, but this was from which club is this?
Can we call the segment Footy Scram? The fuck you doing, bro?
I mean, it's not Footy Scram's fault. No, obviously. But this is. I mean, speaking of being offended at stuff,
bro, I don't know what you're talking about. This is what we when there was a mess on my honeymoon, they said it was this.
Because this is from the club FK Bodo Glimt.
Bodo Glimt. They have the same logo. That's two teams that came together.
Okay,
we've seen it before.
And so this is in Norway,
right?
And this Footy Scram is someone holding a cup of a coffee cup, but in it it is.
It looks like a cup of tea, but
it looks like
not.
A cup of tea, but it is not. It is sausage water.
Again, when there was what's wrong with the bed on my honeymoon? I'm like, sorry, it's I spilled some sausage water.
This is unbelievable. I've never heard of this. This sounds wildly unhealthy. It sounds dangerous.
Also, seems like the worst part of a cooked sausage is the water in which it's cooked in.
Why would anyone want this? Why would they purchase this? I cannot believe it's available for sale. This is what you use to fuel an engine. This bro, you shouldn't be doing. Yeah.
Dude, diesels can run on this, bro.
You should not be ingesting this.
And this is when I start asking questions, such as when we were in Mexico, people said, oh, the food is crazy around the La Azteca. There were so many stands and carts. We got esquites, which is the corn in a cup with the mayo. And you complained about there being too much mayo, which, again, you can't take them anywhere. This kid's like, what clothes are that? I don't get it. Put on some pants, hike them up, the whole nine. You were complaining about the food having too much flavor. Now, you see what the other option is, okay? You see what happens. There was an old lady once, right, who she was an old Cuban woman who survived communism, came to the U.S., right? And she told...
And she was my mother.
God bless her. Dude, she told me once, she goes, always take the free bread. When you go to a restaurant, they offer you free bread. Always take the free bread. Why? Because one day, they think we might not want it, they'll stop offering it. You could see the fear she had. You know what I mean? You keep complaining about flavor. This is what we're going to be left with. We're going to be drinking goddamn hot dog water at Yankee games.
Yes, I'm going to just change the entire food industry.
Bro.
I never thought this is a thing.
Crimson Pete said, it's the finest in dumpster diver cuisine.
I just didn't think that this was, this sounds like what you would have in a communist country when there's not enough food to go around.
I question its edibility.
Okay.
Its edibleness.
Did you take an edible?
I think I just had a stroke.
Indubitably.
Olisi, not in the squad. Yes.
Okay.
I love that all of you listening know whether I'm either really excited here on Tuesday or really upset.
This is pretty wild.
Okay. Jose Lopez, hold on. We may have a new economy here. Jose Lopez said, I paid $2 for Alexis sausage water. Wait, what?
Del Boy Zero just said, I see sausage water at every urinal. This is where they got it. There's no way. This is...
Chris Pizza said, you never had gato de salchicha? I know you're making that up, bro.
No, I mean, not just the water.
Make a broth out of it, dude. Like, cook it down.
Right.
Also, you cut the chorizo or the salchicha in the water, and that gives, there's also bouillon or bones and stuff in there to give flavor, roasted vegetables even. You ain't just put a couple sausage in the water, heat it up for an hour or two and sell it to whoever the hell can pronounce Bodo Glimt.
Look, I just hope, everybody's...
Bro, this drink looks glint, dude.
I hope everybody in Norway and out there, intestines are doing all right. That's all I'm saying.
Just healthier than us, so what do we know?
Okay, the last thing I want...
The man who buys sausage water also buys those garbage bag shoes, has been just Skolnick.
The last thing I want to play, and then we'll wrap
sausage
up.
Sausage water just brought flashbacks of an old Limp Bizkit album.
The hot dog...
This is your department. apartment.
Something in hot dog water. Starfish, chocolate starfish and hot dog water is one of Limp Bizkit's albums. It's their worst album by far.
I mean, you know, the difficult task of grading those.
They had, you know, what was the name of the album with the song with Method Man, whatever the album was. That was their best album. That was their peak. Anyway.
I wonder what Flex would make of this. He likes dipping cookies in water. Great job, Brush. That's absolutely true. You've heard this before, right?
I have heard this,
in hot water. He dips his cookies in hot water. The man, I mean, British people just don't like flavor. They have. Maybe it's all Europeans.
I don't know. I mean, look, when you...
Bro, what happened? You took over so many other countries. You didn't bring back any spice enough to be like, yo, maybe we should add some of this to our food.
Okay, the other thing, I want to play this real quick and we'll react to it. And then we'll talk about the World Cup, the groups, and give some early predictions on what we think.
Yeah, dude, we're going to be here for about 3 hours today.
What that's going to look like. But I want to play this. Some of you may have seen this. Chelsea obviously lost badly to Brentford. We talked about it earlier. But Thiago Silva's wife, Belle, I'm sure it's pronounced differently in Portuguese, but she was on Instagram and she was calling out the commentator. So I guess
she maybe a shooter, dude.
The Sky Sports or whatever the announcer was that was calling this game. She was watching from the box suite and was not happy with what they were saying about her husband.
Right. Which is fair.
So she let everybody know. And when it comes to, you know, I think after the Oscars and having your partner's back, whether it's right or wrong.
Right.
This is now.
You got to keep it in-house. You don't admonish your... that means bad, right?
Right, right.
you don't admonish your partner outside. You got to do it inside. We learned that.
So she was defending her husband. So see, here we go. I mean, it's pretty entertaining. Okay, here we go.
Attention.
There's a filter on.
People, telespectador. Me fala telespectador.
So, viewers.
Viewers. I'm here in my box, Stamford Bridge. I just listen right now, comentarista.
To the commenter.
The commenter. Thiago is not attacking. Attack.
It's already great.
Whoever's holding the camera clearly understands English a little better, which, look, shouts to her.
Right.
Like, she's that angry. She's like, no, I don't care. I'm going to do it in English.
Yeah.
So shouts to
and
her.
And she's like, and translate for me when I need.
So Whitlock said, keep my husband's name out your motherfucking mouth.
Right. So.
By the way, the echo in here is perfect.
It's incredible. So the, in general, when it comes to, you know, wags in football, I don't think I've ever seen a wag so vocal. That is like during the game, making a video.
This is halftime. That's new.
Right, right.
But I mean, yo, Rooney's wife, Icardi's wife, I think at this point.
But
she was also someone else's wife when Icardi's whoever she was dating back then too. I mean, she is straight up shooter.
Right. So you gotta appreciate that she's standing up for her husband.
Yeah.
And to the degree of like, yo, these commentators need to chill out, which is like,
I respect that.
I respect it. I mean, I don't know how productive it will be. That what an announcer is going to say. Even she's pointing out that the announcer said that Thiago Silva should be attacking, which also sounds very strange coming from he's a center back.
Right.
He's a 37-year-old center back. What exactly do you want him to do? You want him to like just dribble through everybody and
score? He's an old man.
He's an older dude.
Let him relax.
So I think her frustration is pretty valid. Of like, what is this commentator saying?
Right.
But commentators say ridiculous things.
But I also like this. I like the energy of like, no, I'm gonna defend my man.
Right. So let's play a little more.
Como de costume.
Enough.
Respect Thiago Silva, because Thiago Silva arrived yesterday. Thiago Silva played for Brazilian seleção. Thiago Silva is very tired. Thiago Silva is 37 years. He plays then 20 years old. So respect him.
Well,
it's not a machine. He's not a machine. He's a woman. It's need... Repose, relax. Oh,
okay. So that was the one.
I agree with the first part. He's not a machine.
He is definitely not a machine.
But she may be wrong about what he is, because I heard woman.
She said, clearly, obviously, English is not her first language. Something is lost in translation a little bit. But yeah. I love this. Something powerful about the statement.
Right.
He's not a machine.
He's a woman.
He's a woman.
So. It was 2022, bro. You better respect this woman, Thiago Silva.
So Trish
Murphy said, "Oop, the boss is here. See ya." Shout out to you, Trish.
So the for her to
brush, but shout out to Miss Silva, man. She a real one.
She's not taking notes.
I'm not sure who. Wait, is that Thiago or his lady?
I love it. It's a cute, like you know, the way my mom would be in the YouTube chat. You know what I mean? Just like you go in with the confidence. Uh-huh. You work on the grammar later.
Right. Hey, listen, I'm coming in hot. We could Google translate this all day afterwards. We'll put it in the cab. We'll fix it in the caption. Right.
Yeah, you go over the words, you nerds. Yeah. I'm going to just say what I got to say.
All right, Shakespeare, watch how I'm going to spit. I'm going to spit real. Y'all figure out what I mean by it. By the way, now that I see it, I do see the camera's not level.
I did.
It feels like we're all going to fall off.
I told you beforehand, but what are you going to do? Okay, we'll adjust it in post.
If only we had a good tripod.
Okay. let's just give some quick predictions.
You want to go over the World Cup groups?
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's been, it was a fun, let me see if I pull these up. Yeah, I got it here. An exciting time.
We caught some heat for, being excited about playing England.
Yes. Yeah. And today, while I was on the train, there was a British family that I saw, and he was wearing the three lines.
You hold this L, G, the whole family.
I smacked his whole family.
One by one by one. I said, "Yo, keep that trophy out your goddamn cabinet."
I said, "Hey, I'll see you at the World Cup." And he was like, "Oh, it should be okay match." Obviously we all saw the groups. You see it there on screen. Group A: Qatar, Ecuador, Senegal, and the Netherlands.
This is a toss up. I wonder how Ecuador will be able to compete against your Senegals and Netherlands. Senegal being the AFCON champion.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no lasers going to be in Qatar,
right?
Well,
who? I don't know.
Maybe from the snipers. we probably shouldn't make these jokes in case we go.
Are you saying there will be snipers in those stands? What are you saying?
You saw that bootleg ass air conditioning system they put out. Did you see that?
They just have
holes. They're like, "Yo, man, we got air conditioning, bro." Might not work.
Okay.
But we got air conditioning. Netherlands, obviously, they're back. Congratulations to Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
Netherlands, USA, and Italy did not qualify for Russia. It was a big deal.
Right.
Italy clearly didn't care. They're also not qualified.
Also, obviously, want to send our thoughts to Louis van Gaal.
Admitted to being having prostate cancer.
Right. So he's battling that now.
I'm please get well quickly.
Yeah. Hopefully he can be well and be at the World Cup.
Please get yourself checked.
Yeah. This is,
honestly, it's so stupid. This is true. This is going to ruin your little World Cup draw thing.
Okay.
There's some men out there. This is a real thing.
Mm.
There's some men out there that think the toxic masculinity is so strong that it is wrong for any heterosexual male to put anything between their butt cheeks.
Okay.
And that's including toilet paper.
Wow. It's really gotten that bad, has it? Wow.
Wow.
including toilet paper. Yeah.
And you're probably thinking, but they got bidets. Nope. Water don't go in there either.
Wow. I mean, look, I've never met a person who learns this behavior. If I hear somebody...
The internet's a fun place sometimes.
If I ever heard somebody tell me, like, I'm
this is barbershop conversation.
But if it's that far, I'm like, I'm talking to a homosexual man that loves things in his ass cheeks all the time. Right?
But he's just like, he's refusing to admit it.
Fighting it with all his heart. Right. So.
He's got a gimp mask on. He's like, "I don't even know what you're talking about, bro." But anyway, yes, get yourself checked. Please.
Okay. Yes, I'm glad.
Don't be that guy that is hiding his true feelings. Okay. Group A.
If you take anything from
get yourself checked.
This conversation. So
Omar Ramirez says, wow, Group H looks mad hard to get out of.
Okay. So, the... So in this group...
Group A, who do you think
I think Ecuador is getting out of this group, to be honest.
I think you're crazy. Senegal, Netherlands.
Ecuador... especially they played some incredible matches against Brazil, against Argentina.
Lost quite a few of them.
They lost some, but they were in a lot of them. To get in third place in CONMEBOL is no joke. So I think Ecuador is going to surprise some people, and I think they get out of this group.
I think you're going to be surprised. I think Qatar and Ecuador are the two that don't qualify to make it out. I think it's going to be Senegal and Netherlands very easily bodying this group.
Okay.
Group B.
All right. The group.
This is difficult because we don't know what's going on with the Europe playoffs. It could be Ukraine or Scotland or Wales.
Oh, Wales, yeah.
I can't imagine Ukraine even gets a chance to play. I mean, they're in such terrible situation happening in that country right now. Whatever. Putin isn't our president. It's a war. What am I not saying it?
Yeah.
But I think the real question is, let's talk about it from the perspective of who it will most likely be, which is Wales, being the strongest of those three teams.
Mm-hmm.
Wales, U.S., Iran, England. Immediately, we got to say Iran, difficult competitor,
mm-hmm.
right? And they have a lot of history with the U.S. as well, both politically and in the World Cups. But I think it's going to be U.S. up top, England second.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love the confidence. I know some of the English in the chat may not agree.
Someone said it in the chat that the U.S. is undefeated against England in World Cups.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the record.
So, what you going? Change history now, bro?
Yeah, we lost every friendly, but those don't count for nothing. When it matters.
We were being friendly.
Okay. All right. You're welcome for the kindness of letting you win those matches. Joe, like I just said, hard-hitting social commentary and butt talk. That's what we're all here for.
Crimson Pizza said, dude wipes out here fighting the good fight. Just the dude wipes. Also, Delboy said, all I know is Kim Kardashian must have the smelliest arse crack. How can she wipe it all clean?
Okay.
There's probably somebody paid to do that. Actually, I'm sure somebody volunteers to do that, now that I think about it.
I mean, look, babe. Pete is fitting into his position quite nicely.
He's going to get that tattooed on
his arm. It's a good gig.
All right, Group B. We really go off on tangent here. Group B, what are you thinking?
I would say England up top and U.S. second. I think even if it's Wales or Scotland
Wales
or Ukraine.
Wales is going to play England really difficult. So would Scotland. Ukraine obviously would play for their lives, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're in a different situation.
Yeah, yeah.
They're playing for that flag and to protect that country. USA is going to play England very difficultly. Iran versus U.S. is the game I'm most worried about. I'm really not that worried about England. I think England's got a lot more to worry about besides us. And they're the ones with all the pressure on them.
Right. It's interesting, the playoff in particular. I was watching after the draw, Alexi Lalas was on Colin Cowherd.
Right.
And they were breaking down the group. And it's always interesting because Alexi Lalas has to, talk to the other professional sports, anchors and stuff.
But know nothing.
They don't know anything about soccer, so he has to explain it to them.
We got to beat Wales, right? That's an animal.
He has to explain it to them like they're 5 years old, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Which is always funny.
Which team should we be worried about?
That's exactly how it is. Yeah. But the one interesting point he made was about Ukraine, and he said the team he would want to face the least is Ukraine, because the storyline around the match, and obviously he expressed his sensitivity to everything going on, but from a footballing sense, he'd be like, I don't want to play Ukraine because literally the world will be behind them and supporting them. And it'll add such an emotional narrative to a game that the U.S. Definitely needs to win.
Bro, imagine, did Russia qualify? No. Imagine Russia versus Ukraine.
I mean, it's going to happen at some point, right? In probably, within the next couple of years.
Yeah, but still, I mean, imagine that was happening now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that would be insane.
Bro, it'd be 11 red cards if you ask me. That's what I do. I tell the team, like, hey, yo, go out there, start swinging.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as that whistle blows, take out a...
Sorry, it's just a conflict. I don't tell you. Yeah,
yeah. Take out a couple rooskies, you feel me? All hands on face, not all hands on deck.
So,
all hands on PowerPoint. Someone will get that joke. Group C, what are we thinking? Obviously, let us know if you agree with us.
I love that Chris Matassa said, can't wait to see Harry Maguire score in the World Cup for the USA. You know he's one of us, okay?
He might kick a field goal just to show he could do it in the NFL.
Group C, Argentina, Arabia Saudita, Mexico, and Polonia.
Would you have it pulled up in Spanish?
I'm just, you know, mixing it up a little bit.
Switching it up, showing them our range.
Okay, you want to hire us in Spanish? We can do that.
I think, this is funny. All of a sudden, CONCACAF, American fans have had to defend Mexico.
Yeah, this was a tweet that went viral.
Mexico fans are defending America.
There was a tweet that went viral. I forgot from who it was from, but... Yeah, this is a thing. There's something CONCACAF. Now it's CONCACAF, right?
Now we CONCACAF. Mexico and the U.S. I think the U.S. has gotten so good that Mexico's like, all right, we got to start defending.
we got to look after ourselves because they're not respecting us on the global scale.
Yeah, yeah. You like your cousin a little more when he pulls up in a convertible. All right, no, we gonna hang out. He was a nerd before, but we cool now. Poland and Argentina.
That's what Jess Howen is saying.
I think that's
going to leave the group. You don't think Mexico can make it out of there?
I think Mexico and Argentina are going to be the two that make it out.
Mexico beat Poland, no? I don't know if it was a World Cup, but they have some.
They beat Germany. I remember that.
They beat Germany. There's some history. Poland is good. And obviously up top there, you know, Lewandowski, a huge, huge threat. I don't think Poland, I think Poland, you would favor them, but I don't think they're going to dominate Mexico.
Yeah, I think that it's fine if the odds favor them, but I do think Mexico, especially with Tata Martino, the style they play versus a Poland that's really, like you said, top heavy. It's really just Lewandowski.
We do.
And Swiderski.
This is best... two best third place teams, right?
Yeah.
So we have that as well.
I'm saying first and second.
Right, first and second. But I'm just saying this might be one of the groups where we get a third place team.
No, I think you're wrong.
I think so. I think there's a possibility.
Group D, we got France versus either Australia. What's EAU? Arab Emirates? No.
The Emirates. Okay. Right, yeah.
Okay, and PE is what?
Peru.
Okay.
Which one? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So I'm going to say it's Peru.
Okay, yeah, either between Emirates or Australia. They have to play their game, and that'll be against Peru.
I like Tunisia, man. I think Tunisia is a wavy team, but they ain't making it out. It's clearly France, and I'm going to say, I'll say Denmark.
Yeah, Denmark always does pretty well in World Cup, so yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I would love to see Peru do better in this World Cup. You know, the last one, they didn't do well. I don't know if they got a point, but it'd be nice to see them do well. Obviously, to see Alex Collins play well, Edison Flores from DC United. There's a couple MLS guys.
Incredible, yeah.
It'd be great to see them even win a game, even if they won a game. Like the Peruvians would,
they would lose their mind.
They would lose their mind. It would be just so huge. So I would love them to make it and then to play well in there as well.
Group B, we've got New Zealand versus Costa Rica for the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's Spain. Let's just say Costa Rica, Germany, and Japan. It's a tough one.
While a lot of people are saying, no, are they saying this is the group of death? No, not really, right?
Probably closest to a group of death, although I still think...
There's two really certain...
I think Group G is way more a group of death, but I think Spain and Germany, you've got to write them in.
I don't see how,
Doesn't matter. Japan, shouts to you, shouts to Tomiyasu, but you be all right. Probably have a dope kit that I'll buy. Group F, we got Belgium, Canada. Okay, you're not the only one that can go Spanish. Morocco and Croatia. What do you think? That's how they say it.
Crotch?
What are you thinking?
Yeah, obviously Belgium is obviously going to go through. And
I think Canada might be able to. I said they couldn't because I like Croatia.
I think
Canada could be one of those third place teams here.
Okay,
I still think it'll be Belgium, Croatia. They're just too strong.
Mm-hmm.
I also think Canada could probably get bodied by Morocco, but like beat Croatia. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
I don't see it. I could see them winning against.
Give Ecuador more credit than Canada?
Yeah.
Wow, you crazy, bro.
If you put Canada in CONMEBOL to qualify, you think they would get in third place?
Yeah.
I do not think so.
They'd be like Bolivia. They have an advantage because those teams would have to play in cold.
Nah, dude.
All right, Group G. Oh, yeah, by the way, Canada. Sorry, Canada playing in the hot weather? No. Sorry, bro. You might finish fourth. Group G. Brazil, Serbia, Switzerland, Cameroon.
This is...
Serbia's tough, man. They got Vlahovic. They've got Mitrovic.
Right.
Not an easy team, but this is all Brazil, Switzerland.
I don't know if it's just that simple.
Okay. What do you say otherwise?
I think after, I mean, I saw a few of Cameroon's matches at AFCON. I think there's a chance here that they could.
Cameroon's a strong team, but Switzerland has been playing incredible and Brazil is unstoppable. The group stages is not where Brazil's going to falter.
Okay, I agree.
Brazil has a chance to get to the final.
Brazil's—they should be—they're not even drawing any of these games. I mean, they're winning.
This is
going to
be easy for them,
so they should be getting through without much of a problem. But I think there's a chance here for Cameroon to come in second.
Okay, I think you're crazy.
Okay.
So you think Cameroon then beats Serbia and Switzerland because everyone's going to take an out of Brazil.
Or at least a draw. I mean, to get in second, they don't need to beat both of those teams, but they can. There's a possibility.
A lot of inches on serve. A lot of itches.
Mitrovic. Okay.
I thought you said inches. Do wipes for your crotchy. Siri Brown was good. You came in at a really weird time. Sorry. Matty Cash is playing for Poland now, too. I didn't know that.
Matty
Cash from the Premier League. Group H, final group. Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay, South Korea. Korea del Sur.
Okay. You got to favor Portugal here, and I'm gonna say this.
Aren't they Korea Republic now?
It says Korea Republic right here.
No, it says South Korea
on my page. We're looking at different ones. First of all, I think Uruguay does not make it through.
Interesting.
I don't think they're better than these three teams and not enough to beat them.
So who's top?
I'm going Portugal top.
Here's what I'm going to say. Mm. Top is going to be Ghana.
Okay.
I think Ghana. Shouts to all my Black Stars. Is that Ghana?
But yeah, Black Stars.
Shouts to all my Black Stars. I know we argue, right? Because y'all have been a thorn in America's side, but you ain't in our group no more.
Yeah, we've been a thorn in their side.
We've been a thorn in their side. Uruguay versus Ghana is going to be huge. This is a replay of... Luis Suarez using his hands, which again allowed to do because he took his red card.
Yeah,
it is what it is. And then y'all got that penalty, bro. So shouts to Ghana. I think Ghana, and I think Uruguay, bro. I'm going with Jess Howen on this.
Mm.
I think Portugal, as stacked as they are, Renato Sanchez, Bruno Fernandes, Cristiano Ronaldo's final World Cup.
Diogo Jota is playing, I don't know, man.
Diogo Jota, I forgot about him. I don't know. I think
he's their strongest player.
I think combined, they falter somehow. I think they lose to South Korea, and I think they lose to Ghana, and it puts them in a tailspin.
Okay. Maybe, you know what? I could see Portugal finishing second in this group, but I honestly don't think Uruguay is getting out of this group.
Got a new manager now.
I watched all the matches pretty much in CONMEBOL for them, and they had a terrible start. They obviously did a little bit better towards the end.
They have a new manager.
Not scoring enough goals.
But this is also Edinson Cavani's last World Cup. This is essentially Luis Suarez's last Cup.
Score enough goals.
They got Nunez, right? Is that his name?
I don't know his name.
Bro, I think you're wrong.
Anyway, okay. Well, but that's what I thought. Who's winning the whole thing? Let's do that. Who's winning the World Cup in 2022?
Mm.
In the chat, feel free to put your guesses as well.
Okay. Look, warm weather, middle of the season, which means the older players get older.
Younger players also get older, to be honest.
Yeah, but they're still young. But this pushes the World Cup just out of the reach. It's out of the routine. It's the middle of a season for them. End of an MLS season. It's a little different. It's the winter for those of us above the equator. There's something about it that just is, I think it's just too much for the teams that are a little bit older to deal with. And in particular, I'm talking your Belgiums, and I'm talking your France, maybe, you know, I think it's just going to be a little bit too much of a change. I think this is going to put it right in Brazil's wheelhouse.
Okay.
Warm weather. It's their summer. They're a summer country. There's something about them. You know, Neymar feels like he's primed for that. I think you could see Argentina maybe show up and do a little well, but I think Brazil pulls it out at the end.
Okay. Yeah, Brazil have to be the favorites, especially.
Dominic said, "Wait a minute, who is it that has the youngest qualified roster?" America, America, so. We gonna beat the dirty English. Yeah,
they love being called that too,
bro. You saw what we did to you when you wore red coats, my G. Right now,
and you're not gonna be able to.
Editor Jamie is putting the dumbest thing over my face.
You're not gonna be able to compete wearing those stupid shoes that you guys wear.
I'm like Calvin Villa picked the boots, bro.
Look, my brain says Brazil. My heart says my heart says U.S. obviously because I agree with Dominic.
I think if USA makes the quarters. I think we go far in the. I want to say semis. I want to be ballsy enough to say semis, but I'm gonna stick to quarterfinals.
Right.
I think we equal. What was it? 2010, we made it to the quarters.
I think the
Andrew Johnson said USA versus Germany, Zardes brace. Oh, that's so cute. You think Giassi Zardes is going to be in the World Cup squad?
Brazil has to be the favorite, but then as far as like, because pretty much everybody's saying that, but I think the next in line to possibly win and or cause some sort of upset. I think the storyline behind Argentina. I mean, we spoke to Pablo Zabaleta about losing that World Cup against Germany, and Messi. We know this is Messi's last World Cup. I think I think that narrative and that storyline might just be enough to get Argentina to actually win the whole thing, and I think they could, and it would be definitely they wouldn't be going through Brazil to win that, because I don't think they win against Brazil.
Right.
But if Brazil gets knocked out, which we've seen happen where they've been the favorites and they still lose, I think the storyline is enough and the quality is enough amongst those players to get it done. And they might actually be able to end Messi's his latter years of his career with a World Cup. I think that makes him
the GOAT for Argentina over Maradona.
I agree.
If he does that. Quarters in 2002. My bad. I said it was 2010. Does USSF release a Revolutionary War kit? Dude, I told Luke Aaron Moore from Football Ramble, we might just toss some tea in the water, in the ocean, just to kind of set the stage.
Nice little symbolic.
Bro, we ain't take no L's against you, bro. What happened in Lexington and Concord, my G?
So,
do you know what happened like Lexington and Concord? It's a shot heard around the world. My G started the Revolutionary War, bro. What, you're not paying attention? How is it that I'm up
that's
on?
That's in the Bronx, bro. What are I'm you talking
up
about?
Fordham Road.
There's a lot of shots out here out there.
Grand Concourse. Yeah, man. Yo, a lot of Revolutionary Wars be starting tonight, bro.
All right,
Luke, man. D said, Alexis, keep Ecuador out your mouth.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. As a reminder, thank you to everybody who's joined as a member on our YouTube page. Thank you so much for doing that.
If you haven't hit the subscribe button, please do so. Also, if you're one of the 32 people watching right now, please hit that like button. It helps us out a lot.
Correct. And thank you to everybody who has joined Patreon as well. We'll give a couple shout-outs. Shout out to Anton Hughes.
Yeah. Thank you to Doran Svensson,
the OGs from Gully Squad. Yep. Before
speaking of Nicole Hack,
shout out to Chicago's very own Curtis Jenkins, Footy Mob, president. Shout out to him. Also, OG
Logan
from Minnesota,
coming in at the two gully level,
right? Wild Gully.
Thank you,
Logan. Oh, been an ardent supporter of the Cooligan since we met him in Minnesota when we did the live show out there at Talisman Caps. So shouts to everybody that I think we got
and. Sean Mateo,
OG, a lot of OGs.
And Ben Relentless, I don't think we said last time.
Oh, we did not say. Okay.
So shouts to Ben Relentless as well. By the way, Joey Gusto put in the chat, Alexis can't pronounce half the names of the players he talks about, but the Revolutionary War is his jam. I paid attention in history class. And you know why? Because we had a teacher's assistant from college come down
Ooh.
In high school.
She had something to say.
Let me tell you something. I paid attention. You know what I mean?
So thank you, everybody who's joined the Patreon, patreon.com/soccercooligans, if you'd like some exclusive content. And we do a lot of also a bunch of fun stuff on there. So please feel free to join. Subscribe to this podcast if you have not. Leave 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Leave a review. If it's fun, we'll read it out on the show or whatever. Anything else before we go? We'll be back tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, talking MLS, NWSL, a lot of really fun stuff.
A lot of fun stuff going on
over the weekend. Big matches, a lot of goals. So we have a lot to discuss. I don't know if anybody's going to be in MLS. Is going to wear stupid shoes that we can talk about, but feel free. If you're an MLS player and WSL player, want to wear stupid shoes?
Please.
Highly encourage it.
Actually, you know what we should do? We should talk about the video that Gotham FC dropped. The fashion. Jeez,
oh my God. This, it's too much.
They too dripped out.
They're too. Can there be too much drip? Because it's getting out of hand.
Someone's like, put it in a cup, sell it. Sausage water. We call it fashion. We call it drip.
So a lot to discuss. So join us tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time here. YouTube.com/soccercooligans.
And if you're listening to this and it's before 1 p.m. Eastern, hop on.
Yeah.
Check us out. If you are a fan of ours, please hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Please hit the like button if you haven't already. And thank you to every member of Gully Squad. You guys have a lot of exclusive content, some more stuff coming up that we're going to be loading up pretty soon. And if you want to join Gully Squad, just go to shoutstous.com. You can join there or go to patreon.com/soccercooligans. And you too could be a member of Gully Squad. But thank you, Gully Squad. Without you and all the names we read and everyone OG who moved over from our last platform to Patreon, without you, we would be nada.
Right. So again, shouts to OSNYC for hosting us today. OSNYC.
Go in the description.
.com. Yeah. Click in the, you'll see the link in the description.
If it's not in there, I will replace it. We usually adjust it afterwards.
Right. Google them, follow them on all the social platforms. Awesome space.
And check out their drinks, dude. Their drinks are fire.
Okay. This is a great, especially if you, you're on a date, you want to do
this something. This might be the best first date spot in New York.
It's very unique, especially maybe like it'll be like very lively on a weekend or whatever, but right. Like if a nice, like maybe not super late, but even if you're here like a little bit earlier, like it's a little more chill, quiet. Right. You can have drinks, you can play some Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm. But you and your lady or you and your man could hop around and play different games. They got the 2-seat racing seats.
Yeah.
You know, you can hop around, you got NBA Jam, the old arcade game. It's got like a bunch of cool stuff.
It's like a little bit more elegant than just like an arcade or like a Dave and Buster's. It's not Dave and Buster's.
You know, boy, what are you gonna go to a bar and ask the same 8 questions? What's your spirit animal? Who cares, dude? Beat them at Mario Kart.
Put them in their place.
See how they really handle objection, bro.
That's how you know who you're really with. Right? Can they take this L?
Relationships are wars, dog. You got to know you could be in a trench with them.
So
play Call of Duty.
So thank you again. Shouts to OSNYC. And we'll be back tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Y'all the absolute best. Thank you to everybody in the chat. We appreciate you. Okay. Dominic just said, Alexis, Arsenal prediction.
Arsenal are going to win 2-1.
All right. Is this at home or at away?
This is away. This is at Selhurst.
At Selhurst. Okay. So best of luck to both of the squads, whoever you support.
And if you're listening to this, you know if I'm happy or sad.
All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.